If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
Hey, want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien. Mm-hmm. Yeah, in memoriam for him. We're still playing his music.
Yep, I heard him this week.
Yeah.
Pick it, Badger.
Pick it out, Badger. Yeah, good stuff. Yeah. Speaking of good stuff, Many Strings and Company. Hey, a little bit of interesting information.
Okay.
The original name of that group was Many Broken Strings. Then it got shortened to
Many Strings.
Yeah. Me too. This is awesome. Tony and Carol Messerly singing Want You To.
Here we sit on a starry night, front porch swinging the pale moonlight, thinking about a thing or two, about the things we didn't do. Cow's gone wrong cause the fence is down, cars on blocks can't go to town. Can't rock in my rocking chair no more, broken rockers they don't roll. And I know you never break a promise, you just postpone them some. I'm here waiting, biding my time, waiting for the day to come.
I never
said it,
honey. I'm here.
I never ever said it.
Yes,
no,
you did.
I didn't.
You said you
don't
would,
believe
but
I said
did.
It. Something you just might do.
You said you would,
no,
but you
I never.
Didn't, and I still
I never
do.
Said it,
honey. I'm
why
here.
Why ever
on
ever
you.
Said it?
Yes, you
no,
did.
I
you did. You said you
I
would,
don't believe
but
I said
didn't.
It. Something you just might do. And the well's gone dry. You here waiting for rain, not a cloud in the sky. And I know you was planning to mow the lawn, no use now cause the lawn is gone. Big wind come, blew it away last week Saturday. I
you said you would,
no,
but
I
you
never,
didn't, and I still
I never said
too.
It.
Honey, I'm here.
I never ever said it.
Yes,
no,
did.
I
you
didn't.
Did. You said you
I don't
would,
believe
but
I said it. Something
you
I just might do.
Still
I never
too.
Said it.
Honey, I'm here.
I never
on.
Ever said it.
Yes,
no,
did.
I
you
didn't.
Did. You said you
I don't
would,
believe
but
I said
did.
It. Something you just might do. I remember one time you proposed to me. Said we'd be as happy as we can be. Now the kids have come. Now they've grown. We're here all alone. So after 20 years with you, we never said the words I do. All in all, it's been a good life too, and I still want you to.
You said you would,
no,
but you
never,
didn't, and I still want
I never
you
said
to.
It. No,
honey, I'm here.
I never
waiting
ever
on
said
you.
It.
Yes,
no,
you did.
I
you did. You said you
I don't believe
but
I said it. Something you just might do.
You said you would, but
no,
you
never,
didn't, and I still
I
want
never
you
said
to.
It.
Honey, I'm
never ever said it.
Yes, you
no,
did.
I
you
didn't.
Did. You said you
I don't
would,
believe
but
I
you
said
did.
It. Something you just might do. And I still want you to.
Toya, I think I've had that conversation with my wife many times. Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. No, you did. No, you didn't. Yes, I did not. Yes, you did.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway. Deny, deny, deny.
Deny. I don't want to.
I don't want to.
I don't want to. All right. Who's going to pump the septic tank?
I don't want to.
I'm sure glad there's good people out there that do that sort of thing.
There's money in it.
Oh, there's money in I was just about to say something very tasteless, so I'm gonna choose to fight another day here.
All right.
So along the same lines, I remember you telling me that one of the reprimands for your children if they had done wrong was to clean the chicken coop.
Oh man, what a terrible punishment. Oh, I'm here to tell you.
So you don't want to do something wrong or bad or mouth off to the folks or anything like that out to your place.
Absolutely. Well, the chickens have been gone for a while, but
yeah.
You know, when the kids were young, that was a good deterrent.
It was, wasn't it?
But I got to tell on my wife.
Okay, go ahead.
She let the kids take firecrackers into the chicken coop.
What?
And they bury them firecrackers in
the chicken poop.
Yeah. And I says, Tina, do you understand that there's a lot of flammable gas in there?
Ba-boom.
I says, that's probably not a good idea.
Probably not a smart idea.
Well, you know, the coop needed cleaned, and you know, you got to find...
Got to do something.
Joy that, in something.
Yeah, right, yeah. That gives you, yeah, got to make it a good time.
Okay, yeah, take your firecracker in there and break it up.
Oh, my goodness.
But be careful.
Well,
that's flammable.
You had quite a chicken coop.
Oh,
I mean,
man,
cinder block wall.
Cinder block wall.
Chicken coops.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it probably would have just blown the sides out of a wooden chicken coop or
well,
something
and I
like
remember.
That.
Dad's good buddy and friend Teddy Davison.
Oh man,
he had smoked the roll your own, you know.
Yeah, right.
And he took the wheelbarrow into the chicken coop that hadn't been cleaned in three centuries.
Yeah.
And we were digging away, and Teddy was digging away, and all of a sudden I hear a woof. And Teddy come running out of the coop.
Singed eyebrows.
Oh, man.
I had forgotten about that. Oh, my gracious.
That was a good lesson.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my gracious sakes. That's good. I don't want to.
I don't want to clean the chicken coop.
Please don't make me. I beg you, don't make me clean. Now, there are lots of other dirty chores that, you know, really aren't necessarily that terrible.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, preg checking and AIing. Okay. Yeah, I know, but it's kind of fun to do the little veal diving.
Well,
it is.
You get to practice.
I am no good at it.
Not at all.
I'm just telling you right here and right now, and I never learned how to AI.
I did.
Yeah.
But I was never any good at it.
Not that good at it as well.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what the bull's for.
That's right.
All right.
And if he's lazy, get him out.
You get a lazy bull, ship him.
Tina's got some lazy bulls.
I'm just telling you, right now is a good time to ship a lazy bull.
Oh, I'm here
They're
to tell you.
Still at a good price right
Bologna
now.
Bologna bull is up.
Uh-huh. Man, yeah. Well, just threaten them.
Yeah.
Say, okay, listen, pal.
You're going to the sale
if you don't start holding your end up, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we're talking about cleaning out chicken coops, cleaning out grain bins and grain silos. I hated that.
Silage pits.
Oh, my gracious sakes. Well, you used to have to take a shoestring and tie your pant legs closed. Otherwise, the mice would run up your pant leg.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, my gosh, dirty, itchy, can't breathe.
Hot, sweaty.
And if you were smart, you put a handkerchief over your mouth, but that didn't help.
No,
you needed a respirator is what you really needed.
Fresh air.
Well, there you need somebody else to do it you needed.
Higher the Nelson boys.
I don't want to. Yeah, that's right. Let's have a little cowpoke poetry.
Oh, what you got?
And I'm going to talk about exactly that. It's my job alone.
There are worse things in life than death, I've been told.
The nuisance of years makes one brittle and old. Sometimes a kindness that best can be offered, ignored at first, is reluctantly proffered. It burdens the conscience, this task to be mown. It's not a good job, but it's my job alone. God gave dominion to man over beast, to care for and nurture, and not in the least to help them cross over when their race is run, and aid in their journey as their work is done. This task befalls me, and it hurts to the bone. It's not a good job, but it's my job alone. Animals are partners each day on our place, from barn cats to horses, whatever the case. It is my duty to care for them kindly, see to their needs and not brush aside blindly. I can't see them suffer, this mercy I've shown. It's not a good job, but it's my job alone. I try not to let them too close to my heart, for I know comes the day when e'er we will part, and parting with a friend is never the best, but ever the worse when you lay them to rest. I wish I could pass it, the truth to be known. It's not a good job, but it's my job alone.
Yeah, that is my least favorite thing to do in the whole world, but no, nobody else is going to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
If not me?
Yep. If not me, who?
Then
right?
Who?
Yeah, that's right. All right, how about a little Dick's pick?
Oh,
yeah.
This is a true classic.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Who's singing?
Sons of the Pioneers.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
And what are they singing?
Don't Fence Me
In. Ooh, yeah, me neither.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze, listening to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in. Just turn me loose, let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences, gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't stand fences. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in.
Oh, man, that is a classic.
Did I tell you?
You did.
Yeah.
You're always right. It's true. Yeah. All right. Well, we're talking about I Don't Wanna.
I Don't Wanna.
But we're going to ditch out to a commercial anyway.
Okay.
Yeah. And when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.